worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 25. Luke 10, starting at verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You've answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, He who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. Verses 25 through 37, Luke chapter 10. Father, thank you, Lord, for the fact that you call us to be a people who live in love, who walk in your word and live a life of compassion. Father, as we look at the topic we'll be dealing with on the broadcast today, stir us to be believers that have our hearts and our ears and our minds wide open to your word and your will and your spirit, and empower us to be faithful hearers and doers of your word, believers who are vessels through which your heart can be clearly heard and seen by the world. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and we're blessed to have with us as our phone guest today, Joyce M. Bartholomew. She is with the Ministry of Preborn. We're in the midst of our campaign of working with Preborn. Preborn is a wonderful ministry that's partnering along with American Family Radio, is partnering with Preborn to help us partner to help moms choose life. Joyce, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you today?
Blessed. Great to have you on today.
And thanks for having me.
As we start, I'm going to ask if you'll take a moment to tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and what you do with the wonderful Ministry of Preborn.
Sure. Well, this is my 9th year as their national spokesperson for Preborn, and I volunteer doing it, just a passion, a calling of mine. And I was a former pregnancy care center counselor years ago, and I did that for years. I loved those girls and those women. Some of them were older than me. And I've been performing on stage inside the church, outside the church, since the age of 8, even coming to professional status when I lived in Canada. And so God combined the two worlds and put them together to bring me to Preborn, something that I never imagined I would be doing, but is completely a passion and a calling from God.
That's neat. That's neat. And we've had the privilege, of course, of working with Preborn over a period of years. And, you know, as we as we share on the program, Joyce, I think one of the great goals is for believers to better understand the challenge that the tragedy of abortion, sadly, it's legal in our nation, and so many precious babies and lives have been snuffed out through the tragedy of abortion. But Preborn is a ministry that's making all the difference in the world. So as we introduce our time, Rick's going to run some clips that help us to further introduce what the Ministry of Preborn is about.
You know, January is Sanctity of Human Life Month, and we are proud to be partnering with Preborn Ministries. They provide ultrasounds, which show young women the babies that are inside their womb and leads many of them to decide to be pro-life and keep their babies. This is exciting. This is life-changing, and this has eternal consequences. So we are proud to be partnering with Preborn, and we encourage you to make a donation to help us and to save the lives of unborn babies.
I sense God's broken heart over the issue of abortion. You see, he sees every little baby that's being formed in the mother's womb, and it breaks his heart to see when the lifetime that he has planned for them is taken from them violently so often. You might be amazed to know that the number one killer worldwide is not cancer, it's not heart disease. It's abortion at 41.9 million. That is more than all of the other diseases put together. But if we can get a mom into one of our clinics and show her her baby, and she has that close encounter of the best kind in her womb, she will choose life.
Amen. Amen. Joyce, again, thank you for the great work that you do as a part of, or as a believer who's working with and as a part of the ministry of Preborn. Would you share just some comments, thoughts that come to your mind as you listen to some of the comments that were just shared?
Yes, sure. It's really sad to think that abortion, killing your own child, is culturally acceptable today. It's a statement of our time, and where we're like a culture of death, and it's considered acceptable, and people are not moved. And I think that has to change. Mm-hmm. I think the time has to change.
Again, to all of our listeners, we want to remind you that abortion, sadly, is the leading cause of death in the U.S. and in the world, and there are over 860,000 abortions are performed, sadly, annually in the U.S. on precious babies. In the midst of this awful tragedy, there is something all of us can do. The Ministry Preborn and American Family Radio are asking you to partner with us to help moms choose life. Again, Preborn works with hundreds of Christian pregnancy centers across the nation, providing life-saving services such as ultrasound. And the Ministry of Preborn is working against the tragic work that organizations like Planned Parenthood are trying to carry forward. Preborn is the largest provider of free ultrasounds in the U.S. If you're wanting to get involved with this important outreach, you can get involved by both praying for the Ministry of Preborn, but also your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound, giving the mom the chance to choose life for her baby. $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions, reaching five women with the message of life. And maybe you could sponsor five ultrasounds or more or less, but our goal during this campaign is to help save at least 2,000 babies. Again, please do consider a gift of any amount. Every gift makes a difference. To get involved, you can call this number 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can donate online at afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. Now, keep in mind also, the centers provide mothers who choose life along with a free ultrasound. They also have wonderful other ways of loving the mom and helping her. For example, these pregnancy clinics provide maternity and baby clothes, diapers, car seats, counseling, and much, much more. And all of these services are provided completely free of charge. And Preborn, as a ministry, they have a passion to save unborn babies from abortion and see women both come to Christ as well. And so one of the great things about pregnancy clinics is that they do share the gospel in the midst of it, also helping to save the babies and the moms as well. So I would challenge and encourage every single listener to pray much for the ministry of Preborn, pray for the ministry also of American Family Radio, and pray for your local pregnancy clinics and pregnancy clinics all over the nation. The reality is that they're doing a great work wherever they are, and they all need your support. They need your prayers. They need your help. Father, we thank you and praise you for the wonderful ministry of pregnancy clinics all over the nation. Father, raise up more and more churches that will come alongside the pregnancy clinics and support them with their prayers, support them with their finances, and support them with volunteers and in any and every other way that they can. And Lord, help us all to remember that all of us can pray for the Spirit of God to be at work in and around every pregnancy clinic and pray for that God would just send more of the laborers along, sidewalk counselors that will work outside abortion clinics as well to help women change their minds in those places as well. But help us to know, Lord, that all of us in the church can help make a difference. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Joss, you're back with us. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah. Sorry then. About that.
Oh, no worry. No worry. Okay. You can pick up where you left off there.
Yes. I was saying that we still have a lot to fight and push for. That's why we need the money, the $28 a month for the free ultrasounds, because we're not funded by anybody but all the good people that are listening. We are privately funded, and 100% of the donations go to the ultrasound. So even if they were to give like five ultrasounds for $140 or anything that they could give, this is completely going to the centers across the nation for free ultrasounds for a mother who walks in unsure about their baby. And it's life-changing. It goes from 40% of the time without an ultrasound to 80% of the time choosing life with the ultrasound machine. And that's what we're really going to. That's the grassroots of where we're trying to reach the people.
Hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that, Joyce. You know, I think of you just referred to the statistic about how big of a difference the ultrasound itself makes. And it's very powerful to think how the Holy Spirit would use that when you have an individual, a young mother who's scared and afraid, and she's just determined for whatever reason that she's going to get an abortion. But then time and time again, after she sees the ultrasound, the Spirit of God works on her heart and her mind, and she will choose. Even people that are adamantly determined to get an abortion will change their minds when they see that precious baby on the ultrasound. So the ultrasound machine makes all the difference in the world. Joyce, would you take a moment specifically to pray for believers to really grow in their understanding of the need for all of us to get involved with this kind of work?
Sure. Jesus, Lord, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to speak to the people. And I ask and I pray that your Holy Spirit will move in the people's hearts to help and fight and save your people, your babies, those little lives that are made in the image of God, that nobody has a right to take, because you are the creator, you made them, and you are the only one who has the right to take a life. I ask and I pray, oh Lord, that we see how important it is that we stand up and speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Pray for your Holy Spirit to move in us, and that you would stir the hearts of people, and that you would move people to take action, whether it be financially, volunteering, praying, being vocal, whatever it is, Lord, that you would move their hearts to speak up, to fight for what God wants to do and act the way that you want us to do and act. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Joyce. Again, we want to remind our listeners, your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound, giving that mom the chance to choose life for her baby. $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions, reaching five women with a message of life as well. Again, we're appreciative of any and every gift you may be able to give to help with this important cause. Our goal is to help save at least 2,000 babies, so any gift you're able to give is appreciated. The number, 1-877-616-2three. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or go online to AFR.net. Our phone guest is Joyce M. Bartholomew. We'll be right back.
sees great when we speak doubt. He speaks faith. Time to believe in what God says.
Even though we have seen over 40,000 women choose life at preborn over the last 10 years, it really comes down to one woman and one baby, one life at a time, one baby at a time. Well, we had a 15-year-old girl. I say girl because she's 15, come into one of our centers in California, and she was alone. Her boyfriend had left her. Her mother didn't even know she was sexually active. And she's pregnant. She says she's 17 weeks pregnant. That's really pregnant. That's a second trimester pregnancy. She's determined to abort. Her life's ruined. And so she said. So we talked to her. No movement. She's still abortion-minded. She can't do this, she says. In certain cases like this, we'll actually ask their permission to show them the tools. You want an abortion operation? Would you like to see the implements that the surgeon will use in the abortion? She consented to that, and so we took the tray out and uncovered it and said, well, here's the dilator that they'll dilate your cervix to get your baby. And here's the scalpel that they'll use to dismember and extract your child. She looked at that for the longest time, and I got to tell you, she asked two questions that no other client in the last 24 years I've been doing this ever said. She said, so won't my baby feel pain? And we said, well, of course, it's a second trimester baby. Of course your baby will feel pain. And she thinks for a moment. She says, so can't you give her anesthesia? And we say, no anesthesia. It's an abortion. Well, that stopped her for a few minutes and pause, but then she comes back and she says, this won't work for me. I can't do it. So we take her back into the ultrasound room, and there on the ultrasound is not a 17-week-old baby. It's a 21-week-old baby. Now, that's the age of viability. If the baby was born in a NICU, it could survive. Hanging at hazard for its life in this woman's intention to abort, this girl's intention. But when we ran the screen up and the baby's head filled the entire screen, you couldn't get anything on the screen because it's a big baby at 21 weeks. I got to tell you, she nearly fell off the table. She said, oh, my gosh, is that my baby? And we said, yeah, that's your baby. She starts talking to it like any mother would, and resoundingly, against all pressure and against all odds, made a decision for life. That's the power of ultrasound.
That was the voice of Dan Steiner, the president and founder of Preborn, and he tells why the ministry of Preborn is so important. A precious mom chooses life for her baby once again after seeing the ultrasound on the screen. Our phone guest today is Joyce in Bartholomew. She's a representative with Preborn with us today. And Joyce, any thoughts that come to mind as you listen to Dan talk about that experience with that young lady?
Yes. It's very typical, like when people, they don't even know how far along they are, right? The first one, the story was 21 weeks. Mm-hmm. I mean, like 17 weeks. That's like clearly in the second trimester. Mm-hmm. And a lot of preemies are born very young and mm-hmm. go into ICU. Mm-hmm. And that's the power of the ultrasound, is they actually see a formed child, very small, but formed, and they're stunned. And it's really life-changing because reality strikes. You know, when you're covering with your own belly, you don't have a window, right? It's like a window inside, mm-hmm. and you see the reality that it's not a blob of tissue. It's not unformed, and it moves. Mm-hmm. It reacts to sound and movement. sometimes they're sucking their thumb. You know, that reality is very key to have that emotional, spiritual connection to the baby, to the mother, to their baby.
That's good. Well, Joyce, again, you shared that you served as a counselor with pregnancy clinics over a period of years, and that, of course, obviously touched and blessed your life in many ways. Would you share with our listeners maybe some of your experiences as a counselor in that setting?
Sure. When I did it, the ultrasound machine was not as prevalent because it was just coming out with it, with that powerful tool. So I have stories that are current, but when I'll tell you one of mine a long time ago, a girl, she was giving birth, pregnant, and walking in and saying, you know, I'm going to have this abortion. And I had to verbally speak to them at that time by the grace of God to say, you're making a mistake. Are you sure you want to do this? This is your child for the rest of your life. You're going to have to live with this decision. I'm asking you not to do this. We can have like Bible studies if you want together, because we focus on Bible studies all the time. It's our primary thing, is evangelism, our primary focus. And we can meet and we can go over how to be a mother, the things that you have to prepare for, prenatal counseling, and we can help you after. Well, during this time, her parents, because 48% of the time the mother is pressuring the abortion, and 42% of the time the boyfriend is pressuring the abortion. So it's usually the grandmother of the child is pressuring. And her parents kicked her out of the house. She was kind of just like a teenager still, but an older teenager. And she had nowhere to go. So she would call me, like they often do. They really rely on their counselors for everything. And a lot of them are volunteers, Christ-centered, loving, compassionate people serving on a shoestring budget. She called me, and then I came and picked her up with her few boxes, because she was living at her parents' house, and she was pregnant, very pregnant. And I then, with my husband, put her up in some housing situation. And the reason we did it was because it was an act of love, an act of compassion, to tell her that, oh, no, I'm here to help you, because I know nobody else is. And when she then birthed her child and had the baby, the grandparents eventually accepted and loved the child as their own. It was their own, and accepted her back into their life, the family. It was just beautiful how much they loved their child. And they and they were pressuring her so much to abort because she wasn't married. And then father just skipped town, of course, and left her life at that time. And but she was able to, with all the hardships, she would just look at her child and just beam and say how much she loved her son. Not able to imagine killing this baby. How much she loved her son, how much her parents loved their grandchild. You know, like we don't think about, this is a real person, know?
You know, that's a beautiful story, Joyce. And, you know, it reminds me, I think of this pastorally over the years. I don't know how many times I've seen this situation where, just like you described, when time and time again, many times the parents are adamant that they want their daughter to abort, but in cases where the abortion doesn't happen, the baby's born, time and time again, nobody falls in love with a baby more than granddad and grandma. And so it ends up being a beautiful story. But the beauty is, every child is important. Every child's life counts. And so we as the church need to be on our job. And we're challenging every single listener to get involved with supporting and working with the great work that Preborn is doing. As we said, that our goal is, our goal is to help save at least 2,000 babies during this specific time. So again, your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound. And again, $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions reaching five women with the message of life. Again, keep in mind, a gift of any amount is appreciated because you're helping to support the great work that Preborn is doing. So any other stories that come to mind, Joyce?
Yes. Okay. Yes, so we have some. A name was changed, but this one's called Colleen. Came into a Preborn partner clinic the day after she found out she was pregnant, and she was hoping to discover where she could go to get an abortion, because the previous day she had spoken with her doctor about the same thing, but he, being pro-life, also would not refer her to an abortion clinic, and instead shared with Colleen that taking a life is wrong in the eyes of God. And Colleen said that she was expecting the baby's father to pay for the abortion, but but he distanced himself from her after he found out that she was pregnant. And she also stated she was seeking an abortion because she was a recovering addict who had recently gotten herself into a recovery program. And she had been clean nearly 2 months, but was afraid that carrying her pregnancy to term would ruin her recovery. Mm-hmm. And so when she saw on the ultrasound her six-week-old baby, just 6 weeks, she said the baby looks so little because they're so tiny, like tiny of a little bean. And she also said that she did identify as a Christian. She believed that God was real and would forgive her for having an abortion. She was still adamant. And the client, the counselor, encouraged her to take time to please consider her options and how the abortion will affect her emotionally for the rest of her life. And then Colleen came in the following week for a return appointment. She was still abortion-minded, but nobody would at this counseling, we do not refer for abortions. And the counselor, it had an abortion in the past and was able to try to speak to her about her own experiences. And during this visit, Colleen's counselor prompted her to once again to look into adoption, which Colleen did not see as a viable option during her first visit. However, this time she was willing to speak to someone, a social worker, about adoption. And she did not show up for her next appointment, but her social worker began texting her. And then the first time they texted Colleen, she was still pregnant, did not show up for an appointment because she did not have money for gas. This is how the reality of what we go through. But since her last appointment, she moved back in with her mom because she was feeling desperate. And the next time, the next month, Colleen said she was still pregnant, wasn't sure about the baby. But then when she spoke with the social worker from the adoption agency, she still wasn't sure. But the following month, the counselor texted Colleen once again, and that she said she was not going to get an abortion. And she had already chosen the name Giovanni. That's the real name for her baby boy. So this was the whole process that we have to go through to really fight for this baby's life, so that the mother does not traumatize her own self as well for the rest of her life with this tragedy that she's going to do to her own child and to save the child's life. It's often very difficult, and we need the help. The ultrasound was the first step in her to see, oh my gosh, there's a baby, an actual moving object with a heartbeat. And they start to stir in their very cold, set heart. It's a huge, powerful tool, so powerful that even Planned Parenthood, they will not allow their workers to see an ultrasound during an abortion procedure. So that's how Abby Johnson became pro-life. She was a huge Planned Parenthood director because she went in to see an abortion procedure. She had to help somebody, and she saw through the ultrasound the baby moving, fighting for its life. That's how powerful the ultrasound is. This is why we're asking people to help us fund free ultrasounds for these girls. It's 100% of the donation goes to the centers. Nobody touches it. It's a we're a 501c3 charity. It's tax deductible. And we fund independently for all the administrative costs for preborn. So this is completely 100% given to these centers across the nation. And we're really focusing on the highest abortion states and cities in the country. Right now.
That's right. That's right. And preborn centers have counseled 340,000 women considering abortion. 73,600 babies have been saved, and 40,000 women have heard the gospel, and more than 28,000 have surrendered their lives to Christ. So again, we see preborn is doing such a wonderful work and a great, great work. And so we're encouraging every single listener to get involved with this very important work and cause. Again, your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound, giving them the chance to choose life. $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions, reaching five women with the message of life as well. To get involved, call this number 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to donate at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. Okay, and Joyce, in just a few moments, we'll be going back into another break, though, but we would like for you to continue to share more about just your experiences as a counselor working with preborn.
Sure. You want me to do that right now?
Yes, please.
Okay, sure. Well, I did have another situation where, you know, a girl came in, she was very young, a teenager, with her boyfriend, saying that, you know, I can't have this baby. Our families want us, we're so young and immature, and they really are pressuring us to have an abortion once again, the family. And you could see the stress, and they were stressed out and scared. And I asked her again to not do this, to not make this mistake, and to really reconsider. And then she accepted having the Bible study. One of the most beautiful things was when they received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It was one of the most rewarding experiences in my life to see this young teenagers come to know Christ. And then the scariest part of this story is that I was in the birthing room for their baby. I was asked to be a godmother as well. Mm-hmm. But when she had the baby, she had postpartum depression as she was living with her mom. And she told a social worker from the county that she had postpartum depression. They actually...
We're going to jump in here with a break, and we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guest today is Joyce M. Bartholomew. She's with the Ministry Preborn. We'll be right back.
Lady came in, she's in her 40s, she's pregnant from, frankly, a one-night stand, and she's a house cleaner. She knows she can't work in the later term of her pregnancy, so she's very abortion-minded. Well, she comes into our center, she's wanting an abortion. We talk to her, take her back to the ultrasound room, just like the one that you as a listener would sponsor, and she doesn't see her baby on the screen. She sees two babies on the screen. There's twins inside of her womb, and she said, I just can't do this. I've got to find a way to make this work. And so with maternity clothes and a lot of other referrals, we helped her, and the twins are alive today. That's an example of what your ultrasound does. And today, it's no exaggeration for me to say that over 7,000 women will walk into the pregnancy centers of the United States needing that same kind of help, needing that same ultrasound, under the pressure that is shattered by the truth of their living baby through an ultrasound that you can sponsor. $140 sponsors five ultrasounds, $28 for just one. Will you help us save the lives of unborn children by helping us give free ultrasounds to these moms today?
Again, the voice of Dan Steiner, the president and founder of the Ministry of Preborn. He's telling of one of the many stories of lives that have been saved through this great ministry. Our phone guest today is Joyce M. Bartholomew. She, again, is a representative with Preborn on with us today. Joyce, if you'll pick up where you were sharing a testimony about the young lady that was dealing with depression, if you'll pick up where you left off, please.
Sure, absolutely. Well, as is typical of the girls and women, we have postpartum depression. It's very common, but she trusted her social worker and told her that. Well, the social worker had deemed, because she was a teenager living with her mom, that she was not fit to be a mother. And they actually walked into her house and took her baby from her arms while she was breastfeeding in front of the grandmother as well. As they were stunned, she just walked out with her baby. And then she called me like 11 p.m. at night as I was sleeping, screaming hysterical that somebody took my baby. And I couldn't even understand her. I actually thought someone kidnapped her baby, like in the shopping store, you know, like taking your stroller. Mm-hmm. And she told me what happened finally. And she said, please help me. And just like a lot of counselors do, we do. And so I felt convicted. I talked to my husband and we got a lawyer who was the cheapest lawyer I could find with the biggest heart, who went and fought for her to get back her baby, who was now in foster care and had been there actually months and was never guaranteed to come back to her. And she did get her baby back. She did marry her boyfriend. And her child is today a very old teenager herself. Mm-hmm. And when she contacted me finally on social media and said, there you are. I couldn't find you. You are my angel. And she made me cry on social when I read the social media. Because, you know, you think of all the hard things that you go through for people. And you're not, you do it for the love of Christ, for the love of these people, but for them to remember you and to think of you still and remember you still is so moving that you impacted somebody's life this way.
Mm. That, again, is a beautiful story, Joyce. Again, a way that ministries like Preborn help to touch the lives of young women who find themselves pregnant at a difficult time or circumstance in their lives. So again, we're challenging every single listener to consider giving a gift to help buy free ultrasounds through the Ministry of Preborn to help women choose life for their babies in the womb. Again, your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound, giving the mom the chance to choose life. $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions, reaching five women with a message of life. Joyce, we're going to take time to listen to a couple testimonies back to back of women who, again, they were clearly impacted by the opportunity to see their ultrasounds. And then I'm going to ask you to share your thoughts on what the women had to share.
They asked them if I wanted to keep my baby. And I was like, no, like, it's not what I want to do. And so Ms. Jackie was like, well, would you like an ultrasound? And I was like, sure, whatever. And so she was giving me the ultrasound and she turned on the sound and my baby had a heartbeat. And like in that moment, it kind of freaked me out because I was just like, I have a baby inside of me. And so it was just like, this is a growing person, like, what kind of person would I be if I like killed my baby, you know? Because that's what I was thinking, like I would be like a murderer or something.
I actually found out I was pregnant October 2nd. I was happy but shocked, and I went outside to tell the kid's father, and he was like, you can't afford this. And it's like my feelings was forced to go another way, and everything was kind of taken away from me at that moment. And so some told me, just go to the free pregnancy clinic and just, you know, see if you're really pregnant. He didn't believe I was pregnant and he didn't believe the baby was his. It was like anything to not want to have this baby. So I was sitting there and I seen the ultrasound and I just seen the baby. And at that moment, I wanted to keep the baby. She said, there go the heartbeat. There was another life that was inside of me that's growing. And I said, I can't make this life suffer because of someone else's decision or because someone else. And I feel that's a blessing for me to be a great mother to someone, to teach them, because I haven't had that childhood. And I knew just from that point on, me having that baby, I'd be able to get far. The baby would be able to get far no matter what. No matter what comes my way, matters if the dad be there or not. And that changed my life just from that ultrasound picture, just me knowing it. I'm going to keep my baby.
Two more powerful, powerful testimonies of women whose lives were changed and minds were changed after seeing an ultrasound. Would you share thoughts that come to mind in listening to those testimonies, Joyce?
Sure. You know, what happens is the reality of this baby, their own child, is so evident on the ultrasound because they hear that very fast heartbeat, that boom, 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 boom. They see that little flutter. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes the baby is tiny, like the size of a bean, it's just so small. Mm-hmm. And they have that emotional and spiritual connection to mm-hmm. their child at that moment that changes everything for them. And it's from that ultrasound moment, that ultrasound procedure, ultrasound picture. Mm-hmm. And they, a lot of times, they're, you know, the most hardened heart will be changed really with that ultrasound. And when they, all of them, they're so, you know, like, I know their lives are hard. They have really dire situations. Mm-hmm. But then they say, what would I be if I took my baby's life? It's an actual baby. Mm-hmm. And like she said, I would be a murderer. Mm-hmm. I mean, that reality sets in because she had saw the ultrasound and saw her baby. Mm-hmm. That's how helpful it is for people to understand what they're doing. That's and right. all of them, I've never met a mom who said, I wish I aborted you or something, unless they're being wicked or something like that. But mm-hmm. all the mothers always say, I cannot believe I even considered abortion. Mm-hmm. And I even had a father tell me, and they don't tell many people, they'll just tell counselors like me or former counselors. They'll say, I almost aborted this person that I know. And they'll say, and they're just shaking and saying, can you imagine a world without her? Can you imagine a world without him? Because when they look at their child, see their child walking around this earth, doing things for Christ and saying, can you imagine that I actually considered aborting? And they're so grateful they did not.
Mm. Powerful, powerful insights that you're sharing there, Joyce. Joyce, would you take time now to pray for listeners and the church as a whole to really become passionately involved with the standing for life and getting involved, that they would become involved in whatever ways God would have them to, individually and collectively, that we would all do our part in what God is calling us to do to help stand for life and against the tragedy of abortion.
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask for your Holy Spirit to come and just touch the hearts of the listeners today, that your Spirit will do the moving, your Spirit will do the convicting, your Spirit will speak to the hearts of those listeners to do and to act in whatever way that you want them to act and to move and to pray and to give, to volunteer. Lord, speak to these people's hearts, Lord. We need the people to move, and we know that your Spirit can do the convicting. I ask and I pray, Lord, we need the money. We need the free ultrasounds. We can't do it without it. We need the prayer support. We need that spiritual battle prayer support. We need the people to volunteer and give their time. We need the people to speak up and against the culture and against what people are doing. And I ask and I pray that you move these people's hearts, Lord, to see that that their hearts would break for what breaks yours. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we're reminding our listeners once again that Preborn has a passion to save unborn babies from abortion and to see women come to Christ. And keep in mind, Preborn works with hundreds of Christian pregnancy centers across our nation, providing life-saving services, which include ultrasounds. So the ministry of Preborn is directly out there touching these centers in important ways. So all of us can help. All of us can play a part. We can pray for the ministry of Preborn, and also we can give financially as well. Once again, your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound, giving the mom the chance to choose life. And again, $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions, reaching five women with the message of life. And our goal during this time is to help save at least 2,000 babies. So please consider a gift of any amount. That number to call once again is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can donate online at afr.net. Joyce, our time is almost gone, not quite, but any final words you'd like to share to encourage listeners to get involved?
Yes, I would say that we can't do this without your help. We can't do this at all because we are not we are privately funded. The government, we don't get the $500 million like Planned Parenthood does from tax dollars. Mm-hmm. We rely on the people to come forth and help us in every way. And that's when they say that evil advances when good people do nothing. And I'm calling upon all the good Christian people to step forward and to speak up and to help, because we have to speak up against this tragedy. We have to speak up. This is not right. This is not right before God. This is not right, killing these innocent children. This is not right before God.
Mm-hmm. And the Word of God, one of the Ten Commandments, clearly tells us, you shall not murder. And so that's very clear and straightforward that sadly, we live in a world where people seem to think that if you change the name to something that sounds a little more palatable, that it makes it okay. But it's the same thing. That's the taking of an innocent life. And God calls us as the church to do our part to stand against this tragedy. Well, Joyce, thank you so much for coming and being our phone guest today. And once again, if listeners could pray for you and preborn, what one or two things you'd like to ask them to pray for?
Oh, thank you for asking that. I just need a lot of prayer for spiritual attack on me personally and preborn in general. Personally, because I'm out there as a national spokesperson on the front line, I get a lot of spiritual attack from all avenues, whether it's the social media, whether it's like within my hometown in like personal situations or the church situations. I just, you know, the devil's always trying, and I really can't do this without the people praying that God would give me the strength to continue to speak up for the babies. Mm. And I just really need the prayer.
All right. Well, Joyce, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your heart and sharing about the great work Preborn is doing. Keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you. You too. God bless you so much for helping.
Thank you. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. Once again, the number to call if you'd like to donate and help with this important cause, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or donate online at AFR.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.